I want to talk a little bit about the idea of knowing something, because what I see a lot of people doing is they are exposed to a concept or an idea or a thought, and they will say, I know that. But what ends up happening is, what is that level of knowing? And what are the different stages of knowing something? Because what I've found with people, in my opinion, what hypnosis is basically installing this knowing in a deeper way than just that superficial, oh yeah, I know. I know I should eat better. Right? Knowing you should eat better is different than feeling repulsed by a certain food, right? And completely avoiding it, not wanting anything to do with it. Right? They're two totally different things. If you can identify this difference, really understand it, and you can seek out that deeper knowing, right, and what it is, that feeling, that understanding, and really experience it and feel it. If you can do that consistently, over and over again, begin knowing, or I'm going to make the distinction, the idea of knowing something as opposed to experiencing something. And if you can seek a depth and go from knowing something to experiencing it, then I think it's going to make drastic changes in your life. Right? It's very, very powerful. And the good news is this, it's really not rocket science. This is not difficult. As a matter of fact, you've already learned many of the tools, all the tools you need to do this. We're just going to put a different frame around these tools so you can understand how to use them in this way. But the thing is, when we get some knowledge, when we get some good advice, when we get something that makes sense to us, what we want to do is we want to deepen it. We want to install it. We want to internalize it. So it means more than just a passing, oh yeah, yeah, I know that. Yep, I know I should do that. Because we all do that. And it's one of the most damaging things we can do if we do it constantly. Because we never allow this information to really influence us and affect us. And if it did, and I'm of the camp that we don't need more information a lot of the times. I believe most people know more than enough to lose all the weight that they ever want to and maintain it. They know what they should eat. They know what exercises they should do. The problem is they don't know how to get themselves to do it. Well, this is how you do it. You allow that knowing to become something that you feel and experience. Okay? So, when you do this, I think, you'll find that this also allows you to go deeper within the all-or-nothing mentality of, well, I'm on a diet, I'm eating perfectly, or I'm not. You know, screw it all. Forget it. Okay? And it gives us some ways to work within that gray area. Okay? So, we get some knowledge. You know, fast food's bad for you. Yeah, I know. Right? That's what a lot of us do. We don't really experience that. Think about that. Okay, but how do we do that? How would you do that? Think about what fast food is, right? Think about how it affects you emotionally, physically, right? You can use time distortion. So you don't just imagine the effect of one fast food meal, but begin to go 5-10 years into the future and imagine what the accumulation of that behavior and those chemicals and that stuff in your body is going to do physically, emotionally, mentally. Okay? You make it an experience. Now, the first step to making something an experience, in my opinion, is you need to shift. You need to create a break state. Because for most of us, we're in kind of this go-go-go mentality. Right? We're overstimulated. We're overwhelmed. So the first thing we want to do is take a step back from that. Okay? Let all of that go for a moment. Now, you'll be able to do this better if you've been practicing with the self-hypnosis sessions, with the progressive relaxation sessions, you can do this easier. It's a skill set. It's something you can do. As a matter of fact, this is another one. Right? Someone says, you should relax. Yeah, I know. But what happens if you actually, someone says to you, hey, you should relax. And you went, you know, you're right. And you kind of loosen your shoulders a little bit. You know, if you want, you can do this now while I'm doing it. Right? Relax your shoulders a little. Roll your head around a little bit, right? Maybe even kind of rub your neck a little bit so you kind of loosen up the muscles. Maybe close your eyes, right? Relax your stomach. Take a few deep breaths. Let your mind slow down, okay? Let everything just kind of let go. Let yourself relax. So that's the difference. That's the difference between saying, yeah, I know, I should relax, while we're tense, and the experience of relaxation. Now, you know, you may not go all the way in the deepest relaxation of your life, okay? But if you can, and you can, take a moment and you decide to relax and you decide to experience it, you can do that whenever you choose to. Now, every body is a little different, but I'm sure if you relax your shoulders, relax your face, your neck, your stomach, chest, if you took a few deep breaths, let go, then you will feel more relaxed than you did before you did that. Okay? So that's the difference between knowing something and experiencing something. So again, we go back to the idea of fast food, right? Again, you can put any behavior, any food in here. And now we want to experience it. We want to internalize it, make it something that means something to us. And we don't want just the logical, oh, I know it's got so many calories and preservatives. A lot of times people will think about those things, but they think about them in a disassociated way. And they have no connection to what those things really mean or do to them. So what we're looking to do is to experience, what are preservatives? You ever thought about that? Word gets thrown around a lot. What is a preservative? Most of the time it's completely unnatural. Most of the time it is a chemical. A chemical that your body would never come in contact with in a natural setting. So what is the effect of this preservative? What does it do to you? How does it affect your thinking and your moods, your energy levels, your body? How does it affect your metabolism? Right? How does the quality of nutrition in this meal? Right? If everything's overly cooked and preserved and processed, what kind of energy is it going to give your body? How hard is your body going to have to work to break it down? Right? Something that pops in my head, they have these pictures of, this person took a picture of a fast food hamburger, and they filmed it, I think it was a year. This thing looked exactly the same a year after as it did when they first took it out of the bag. Okay? How does your body interact with that? What does it do to it? Okay? So again, we want to think about that. Now, again, we want to use our own current knowledge about this and feel free to research a little bit too. But then when you get the information, don't just say, oh yeah, look, it does that, it does that, it does that. Take a moment, take a step back, internalize it. Visualize in your mind what it's doing to your body. Okay, I know one of the things it does is your body will attack that food as if it were an enemy, as if it were a disease. Your A blood cells there, your white blood cells increase in order to defend yourself from this intruder. Think about that. So again, there's knowing that food's bad for you, and there is internalizing so that it means something to you, so that you have an experience. Because what we're looking to do is to create a full body negative response to, in this case, maybe fast foods. That's going to make it much easier to influence your eating and eat well. I hope that makes sense. Okay? And again, it's not just with the foods. It's about relaxation. It's about, how would you like to be when you go out to a restaurant? Well, I'd like to be more in control and focused on my health. As opposed to, I should eat better. Okay, great. But how do you want to feel? Well, I'd like to feel in control. Well, if you felt in control, how would that feel? Oh, I'd stand up straight. The way I look would almost be different. I'd be more focused. I would be thinking about my body and how I wanted to feel when I left the restaurant. Okay? So it's not just saying, I know. It's going into the depth with the experience of it. Okay? And now what that does, it's not just imagination, by the way, as you know this, it becomes reality. You're working out those muscles, you're working out that neurology, those thought patterns. You're working them out so that when you get into a situation, you can rely upon them, you can use them. But if you start doing this all the time, naturally and automatically, it's going to be a life changer for you. I promise you. Okay? Because the difference here is that you're changing yourself by doing this. When you are stressed, you say, oh yeah, I know I should relax. While you're stressed, you're not changing yourself. Just by knowing what you should do and the reasons you should do it, it's all about what you're actually experiencing and doing. Okay? And so if you're always in that tense state, yeah, I know I should relax, I know I should eat better, but you're never changing yourself in that way. So begin to change yourself throughout the day. If anything, it's kind of like micro change. And that's what all change consists of, by the way. These micro changes, day to day little things where we change ourselves. And if you do this, instead of the knowing into experience, you're going to find you have all kinds of opportunities throughout the day to deepen your understanding and the feeling you have with these things. And so that you don't have to spend a lot of time doing this, you can break it up throughout the day. Make it kind of the way you operate and the way you think. Okay, so when you think about this next week and practice that, ideally you'll do something right now. If I were you, I'd start with the relaxation. Do the relaxation. Experience the relaxation within yourself. Okay, don't just die, I know. Experience it for a moment. Just a moment. Okay, let it be quick. Right? And you'll see that it feels different. Okay? So do that, and I'll talk to you next week.